Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and welcome in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life, the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because Christ satisfies that inner hunger, that inner thirst. He alone can fill that God-shaped vacuum that is within the spirit of every individual. You can try everything the world has to offer. It will not satisfy. You can have all the money that the world offers. It will not satisfy. Beloved, there's only one who can fill that vacuum, that emptiness of your life, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And how wonderful to believe in the Lord Jesus, to accept him as Savior, to be born from above, born again by the Holy Spirit of God moving into our spirit to do the work of salvation. We're talking about temptation and how to overcome temptation. Well, that's the first step, beloved. How to overcome temptation is, first of all, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, because the arm of flesh will fail you. You cannot depend upon your own flesh to give you victory over temptation. It will trip you up every time, beloved. It will ensnare you, and it will draw you away from God. It will use every means it can, even pride. You might say, well, I can do it. I can do it. And you might have some victory in that area and feel real proud of yourself. But, beloved, that's keeping you from knowing Jesus Christ and from knowing the deliverance and the victory that's available through Christ. And, beloved, he is the source of true victory and true overcoming power. Greater is he that is in the believer than all the temptations, all the lusts, all the world system, Satan and all of his demons. Greater is the indwelling Holy Spirit of God than all of these outside influences. And thus, beloved, 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and clothing ourselves with the whole armor of God by faith. And that's where we left off last time in Ephesians chapter 6. If you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Now, if you do not have a New Testament, we would like to send to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. And all you have to do is to write to us, and we'll be delighted to mail this New Testament to you, absolutely free and postage paid. Our mailing address is Bob Griggs, that's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. And by the way, whenever we have a radio broadcast, I'd encourage you to have a pencil and paper handy, because you can jot down information that we give you. You can jot down scripture references. You can jot down thoughts that are meaningful to you and that apply in your heart and in your life. And how good it is to know the truth, beloved, and to operate in truth, and to not operate in the deceitful lies of Satan. And so, beloved, our address again, capital B-O-B, Bob, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs. On the next line, capital P period, capital O period, capital B, O, X. Capital P period, capital B period, B, O, X. Post office, capital P, capital O, capital B, O, X, and then the number 825. 825. On the next line, you will put Ignacio. Now that's spelled capital I, G, N, A, C, I, O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in. And then our zip code is very important. 81137-0825. You put that all on the same line. Ignacio, Colorado, 81137-0825. And then on the last line, you will put United States of America. Or you can abbreviate it with a capital U, capital S, capital A. Now, the reason I'm giving you this full address is because our broadcast goes out to other countries of the world, and there are people in other countries who desire to have New Testaments that do not have one. And it would be our privilege, my friend, to mail one to you absolutely free and postage paid. We'll also send you a pocket calendar. We'll send you our prayer card with our picture on it. We'll send you gospel tracts and other Christian literature. All of it will be included in a packet mailed to you. We just need your name and your mailing address printed clearly. Please make sure you print it clearly. If you write it, sometimes we're unable to make out the address because it's scribbled, and that's why we need you to print clearly your return mailing address. Now here in Ephesians chapter 6, again verse 12, remember we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places or in the spiritual realm. These are evil powers that we wrestle and fight against. They may come to us in the guise of humans. They may use people. But this is where the real power comes from, the real temptation. The real struggle is not with the people that are being used by Satan, but with these evil forces. That's the real power behind the people that are irritating us, that are getting under our skin, that are saying and doing things that are hurting us and that are grieving us. Satan and his demons. And beloved, only can you have victory over them through knowing Jesus Christ and through being indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, who is greater than Satan and all of his evil powers. Wherefore, verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, the day of temptation, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore. Now notice, three times there, the word stand is mentioned. And we will get to the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace in verse 15. Paul, remember, when he was writing this, was chained to a Roman soldier. He was in prison, and actually a house had been given to him there in Rome to live in, and people could come and visit Paul. But all the time he was chained to a Roman soldier. And so he was very conscious of the armor that the Roman soldier wore, because he was chained to him and he saw it all the time. And so he used that Roman armor as an illustration to help us to understand the armor that God gives us to stand against the powers of darkness, the forces of evil, the temptations of the flesh. And so he said, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, remember, the feet of the Roman soldier had a special type sandal that he wore. And this sandal had cleats on the bottom of it. And these cleats would dig into the ground or would dig into the rocks where they were standing. And that would enable them to stand firm and not be moved. And they had a huge shield that they would hold up. And they would stand side by side, and this shield would be protection for them. Some of them could hold the shields over their heads so that fiery darts and missiles would fall harmlessly aside. And they could move because of the cleats that were on their sandals. They could move forward against the enemy in spite of all he was doing to try to knock them down and to stop them. And so they were kind of like an armored tank moving forward. And so that's why he says, stand, stand, stand. Don't yield. Don't give in. Don't surrender. And remember, in a wrestling match, the idea is to pin down the enemy. But with the help of the whole armor of God, we can stand against the enemy. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now remember last time we were talking about the loins of our mind being girt about with truth. Truth, beloved, is a weapon to stand and to fight against the enemy. Satan hates the truth. Satan will do everything he can to twist and distort the truth. And God's word is truth. John chapter 17, in the prayer the Lord Jesus prayed, he said, Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Beloved, that's why it's so vital that you and I get into the Word of God every day, that we memorize God's Word, that we hide it in our heart, as we're told in Psalm 119:11, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Beloved, we need the whole armor, and truth is a part of that armor. Clothed with the truth of God, knowing the truth of God, having the truth of God in our minds and in our thoughts, so that we can draw upon the truth and stand against the enemy in the day of attack, the day of onslaught. And so, beloved, get into the Word of God, and that's why we want to send you a free New Testament if you do not have one. Until next time, goodbye.